Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Tom Crawford, a special Jack and Tom show edition of Ebling and You. Tom, I just got an email here from Jason Solgit talking about the price of tickets. 400% markup on these seats. But he wants to go, and his wife is a big University of Michigan fan. He's a Green Belly, as you call him. So
you're Green Bellies, so stay out. Just those Michigan tickets. Don't sell your tickets to Green Bellies. That's all I'm asking.
Don't have
it turn into an Ohio State game where they take over the stadium. That was nauseating last year.
It's a tribute to you that you and Tina have been able to stay married for a variety of
reasons.
But especially that she's a Michigan Stater.
Yeah.
That mixed marriage thing really works.
Yeah,
huh?
They do work. There's a concept that works that way, and that's we just stay in each other's corners, you know, of the house, whatever.
Yes.
Do we have coming up now?
Our favorite guest, bar none. Angelique Shingelis, the Angel of the Big House from the Detroit News. Hello, Angelique.
Hi, Jack. Hi, Tom. I didn't know you were married to a Sparty.
Yeah, Sparty grad. How about
amazing
that?
You kept this secret for so long.
And I got a Sparty freshman daughter. How's that? It's really been difficult to stomach.
Wow. Loves writing those tuition checks.
Yes. Ouch.
Angelique.
Well, how are you doing? Big game, huh?
Yeah.
Big week?
We've been kicking this game around here now for an hour and a half, and I don't know that we know any more than we did when we started, but we know that Michigan State's going to pay a fair amount of attention to number 16. Of all the players you have seen at the University of Michigan, including Charles Woodson and Desmond Howard, how special is Denard Robinson?
Absolutely. I would put him in with those two others. I mean, two Heisman Trophy winners, obviously. Charles Woodson, to me, still is remarkable what he did defensively and on offense, Jack. And but what we're seeing from Denard is it's really fun to watch. It's just I just want to take my stopwatch out every time he touches the ball and see how long it's going to take him to sprint the 72 yards for a touchdown or whatever it is. I mean, he really is. But what I like about him is he is truly humble. I mean, there's just nothing. There's no bragging. There's no, I mean, he's deflecting all the Heisman talk, and it's kind of refreshing to see as well, that side of him.
You know, Angelique, all we're talking about, we've talked about on this show, we've talked about all week, we talked about last weekend, all the offenses going at each other. You know, and when we had Jim Miller of the ex-MSU quarterback on here, we were talking about the defenses, and he thinks Michigan State's defense is going to be the one that steps up. But I think that the Michigan defense, I think they're just flat out due. But I think that the crowd, I'm a big crowd guy. I just think this crowd is going to be crazy, and this defense is going to step up, make a couple plays, maybe make a turnover or two, and turn this game around. What do you think of that premise?
Based on your hunch that the crowd's going to be loud, you think the defense is going to be better?
Yes.
He has a crowd as the MVP.
The team will feed off, defenses feed off the crowd more than offenses. You know that, Angelique.
They do feed off on crowd, but this is just not a very good defense. I mean, I haven't seen any real evidence of it, and I think that what I want to see, I really want to see, is what this defense does against a more balanced offense, and I think that's what Michigan State's going to present on Saturday. And then I think we can make a more fair assessment of Michigan's defense, but I don't think statistics lie. And I think, you know, we've seen, I thought last week at Indiana, I knew it. I actually did call that score in the Detroit News, 42-35, and I thought it would be that kind of game. And I still think the secondary is extremely suspect, and I think the linebackers are too. I think those front four guys are very talented, and I thought that going into the season. But I still think you got to worry about the secondary on Saturday. I don't care how loud it is.
You know what else I think you have to worry about, Tom? I think you have to worry about your special teams.
Yeah.
And in a game like this, it's going to be even more important. If Michigan can't kick a 40-yard field goal, and it's punting the ball to Keyshawn Martin.
Okay, so he runs it back as opposed to have them march down the field. What's the difference? I mean, we're just playing tennis here anyway.
It just puts Denard on the field sooner, right?
There you go. That's the way I look at it.
I've got to tell you, though, I mean, we talk about defense. I like watching good defense, and I sort of missed that. I mean, one thing, it's been really fun to watch Denard running this offense, but I've really missed watching some big defensive stops, and I think we've seen it on occasion from Michigan.
There's been a couple in the IU game. You've got to admit, there's a couple three and outs against IU.
I think there were a couple big stops in the UConn game, too. I mean, I'm not saying that they're not capable, but I am not convinced that this defense is capable of putting together a four-quarter.
Well, because
really
the scheme,
great.
Too, that three-man front drives me crazy. There's no pressure on the quarterback.
I don't know about capable, but someone is culpable. I'm going to say that because when you're giving up 480 passing yards.
I can't deny that. It's
last in the country.
Yeah,
last in the country.
Okay, then why do we even play the game on Saturday?
Yeah.
You're already painting a Sparty victory, right? I mean, you had Michigan five wins going in here. You really irritated me, Angelique. Even though you're my favorite guest here on Jack and Tom.
I was waiting for this.
Well, how you're done. You said five wins.
I did.
So you're out then.
I think I gave him six.
You did? I think you gave him five.
I did.
Regardless,
okay.
You only got one more against Purdue, and you're done. So, I mean, obviously,
you're picking
a Sparty victory tomorrow, right?
No. I think it's going to be close. I think it's going to be very close. And I do think Jack's right. I think you've got to really wonder about their special teams. Rich said today before practice that, the kickers are kicking well in practice. They try to put pressure on them, but they haven't attempted a field goal in 2 weeks, and I think that was a mistake. I think you've got to give these guys a chance to get into that rhythm that kickers need and kind of get that focus. I think if they have to kick a field goal against Michigan State, that's a completely...
No. This is Pop Warner ball. No field goals for Michigan, okay?
Yeah, you're right.
Just gets touchdowns.
You just want to go for two on every touchdown.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know how high scoring. I thought obviously the Indiana game would be high scoring as it was. I'm not sure about this one. I mean, I think Michigan State's defense will definitely challenge Denard like he hasn't been challenged this season. But I think Denard is good enough to still make these big plays happen that he's been doing consistently.
All right, Angelique, what about a player who would emerge that we haven't talked about much? You can't pick number 16, and you can't pick Kirk Cousins. Who's going to be the player we'll be talking about Sunday morning?
I think Mike Martin or Craig Rowe. I mean, I think that I think Martin's been consistently their best defensive player, and they need him to have a very good game against this offense, against Michigan State's offense. And I think on the offensive side, I'm really curious to see what's going to come of this running game. I mean, Mike Shaw probably will play. Vincent Smith has played. I haven't been overwhelmed by Michigan's running back yet, and I still think that they need to develop somebody to give. I mean, I still don't think Denard can. I don't think he can run them that much, especially with these kind of defenses he's coming up against. And I think that Mike Shaw is going to need to have a good game. Vincent Smith as well, just to give Denard a little bit of a break on offense.
Angelique, how about Taylor Lewan on his way to becoming the next Jake Long?
Oh, I really like Taylor Lewan. I mean, he's very engaging, first of all. I mean, he's got a great personality, and I like his whole approach to playing on the offensive line. He's sort of one of these angry, nasty guys on the field. I think David Molk brings that. I think the offensive line, but we said that going into the season. I mean, that we thought the offensive line would probably be the strong point of this team, and I think it's maybe been overlooked a little bit because of what Denard's been able to do, but Denard has very rightfully given them a lot of credit after every game, and I think that's very well deserved.
Angelique, I know that your primary emphasis is the University of Michigan, but if Michigan State should win this football game,
God forbid,
it has three games left at home with Illinois, Purdue, and Minnesota.
I know.
Doesn't play Ohio State. Will we be talking about Michigan State as a sneaky
tiptoe through the
championship team? Just if.
Well, I thought that was, I really thought Michigan State. I don't want to say I thought they were a dark horse, but they were. People were looking at going into the season. It was Ohio State, Iowa, and Wisconsin, and then Michigan State was probably that team that was right behind them and could creep into that top three. And I think absolutely, if Michigan State wins this game on Saturday, I think you have to start looking at Michigan State is a viable contender for the Big Ten title. I still think Ohio State is the class of the Big Ten, but they certainly looked vulnerable last week at Illinois, and when Terrell Pryor went out, I think every Buckeye fan just collectively gasped. So I think that, if Michigan State wins, I think you absolutely, now having beaten Wisconsin, you have to consider the Spartans as a potential contender for that title.
Now, when Michigan wins, which they obviously will do, then you got the Hawkeyes sitting there at homecoming, coming off a tough physical game with Michigan State. How are they going to respond?
Iowa's coming off a bye week, so I think Iowa's got the benefit of resting and
it won't matter.
Preparing.
The crowd is there. The crowd will win the game.
Right, I forgot.
Alumni cheerleaders from the '40s.
The crowd. Okay. All right. Well, with that in mind, then Michigan will win the rest of its games at home, right? Four more games at home.
There
so.
You go.
We're talking
there,
with Angelique Shingelis, the Angel of the Big House, covers the University of Michigan for the Detroit News and also covers NASCAR, your favorite sport.
Oh boy.
Angelique, as you think about what you mentioned with Terrell Pryor, and I think this is true for all teams. We sit there and we try to analyze and figure out who's going to do what. Terrell Pryor goes down, totally different team. Denard Robinson goes down, and no one wants this to happen. We're talking about it could be totally different. Same thing with Kirk Cousins.
Absolutely.
These teams are so dependent on a quarterback. You take them out, they don't function the same way.
Which is why you have to have a good defense. I mean, I think I know they're not related. I mean, a quarterback doesn't play on defense, but that's why I think you need to have a defense to protect your offense if something like that happens. And I think that's why Michigan's more vulnerable if Denard goes down. I mean, I think Tate Forcier stepped in and has played well, and we know that he was a starter last year and has played well in tight situations and also has struggled in tight situations. So that's I think you've got to have a defense that can keep you in games and keep your offense. You know, I think you've got to protect your offense, and that's what I'm looking at right now. But you're right. If any of those quarterbacks go down, you're looking at a little bit more of a bleak outlook for all three of those.
But Tate Forcier is a pretty good backup.
He
took him into overtime, I got his freshman year. So I think Michigan's in a better position if they lose their starting quarterback versus Michigan State with Maxwell coming in, who hasn't done anything.
Too.
So,
yeah,
I mean, Michigan's in a better situation.
Well, Maxwell's unproven. That doesn't mean he's bad. It just means he's
doesn't mean
unproven.
He's good.
Doesn't.
Yeah. I thought Tate might be the starter coming into the season. I still thought you go with the guy who started 12 games. Not having seen enough of Denard Robinson, and obviously I was wrong, but you know, Tate, you've got to worry about a guy who comes in, a guy like Tate who has started, who's been in those glory situations, a guy like that comes in and impresses, especially in a game like this. I mean, when he came in a couple weeks ago, it was a different situation.
Right.
This is a much bigger stage, and I would think you'd worry a little bit about Tate pressing in that situation.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right, Angelique, and Tate Forcier is going to make big plays. He made him last year against Notre Dame. He made him all year. He made a couple against Michigan State. But I think the thing with Tate Forcier is also prone to make a mistake here and there. We saw that a number of times last year. That's the most amazing thing
to
me.
When he was a true freshman.
That's true. That's the most amazing thing to me about Denard Robinson. Not that he's durable, because I don't think he's taken a lot of direct hits yet.
But the fact that
other than that goal line fumble last week against Indiana, he hasn't made mistakes.
Right.
He really hasn't. That has been a huge thing for Michigan. And it's been because last year, I forget what the totals were at this point last year, but it was really pretty bad. And they've been very careful. And Rich says, you know, it's not something they haven't spent more time on it in practice. They just think that Denard is much better. I mean, he really is much more careful with the ball. And we've obviously seen that he's not made many mistakes.
Angelique, I understand they've spent a lot less time on it in practice. They've spent a lot less time at practice. So we assume that is all a corollary. Angelique.
One last dig for the road, Angelique.
Wow, it was subtle. It was good. You have to admit, Tom.
Choreographed that one for a
Angelique,
while.
We will see you Saturday, as always, at the Big House, named in your honor.
I look forward to it. I can't wait. This is going to be a fun Saturday.
We'll be right back with our final segment, a special Jack and Tom Show edition of Ebling and You on 1320 WILS.